What if the key to a fulfilling life isn't found in radical transformation, but in small, deliberate steps towards self-awareness? Joseph Deitch's Elevate offers a refreshingly practical approach to personal growth from someone who isn't your typical spiritual guru. As the founder of Commonwealth Financial Network, managing over $150 billion, and a Tony Award-winning Broadway producer, Deitch brings a unique blend of business acumen and spiritual insight to the challenge of human potential. His framework resonates equally with corporate executives and meditation practitioners because it addresses a fundamental truth. We all want to live our best possible lives, but most of us don't know how to get there. We're trapped in a perception prison. Humans perceive just 0.0035% of the electromagnetic spectrum and hear only a narrow range of sound waves. Beyond these physical limitations, we're constrained by psychological biases. We prefer similar people, seek confirming information, and remember evidence supporting our beliefs. Even educated professionals show unconscious biases, as studies reveal scientists rate identical resumes higher when they bear male names rather than female ones. What makes this limitation liberating is acknowledging it. Recognizing our constraints gives us the opportunity to transcend them. Life resembles the poker game Blind Man's Bluff. We see everyone else's cards but not our own, betting and blundering through life unaware of what we're showing to others. Our perceived reality merely reflects our internal state. I discovered my teenage memories had diminished difficult experiences, like my father's declining health and death, aligning with my spiritual teacher's statement that it's never too late to have a happy childhood. Our perceptions filter through physical limitations, emotional states, and how we attach meaning to events, making our memories questionable. The profound insight is that we can improve our reality by adjusting our internal filters rather than chasing external reflections. Most people try changing their external world, never realizing it's just mirroring what's inside. History's greatest innovators, from Buddha to Einstein to Oprah, were insatiably curious people who challenged their own beliefs. Our brains and bodies function as sophisticated biological supercomputers that can be programmed by ourselves and others. While modern computers calculate faster, our 3-pound brain running on 20 watts would require a city-sized computer to simulate. Unlike machines with specific functions, we create art, build civilizations, experience love, and manage countless biological processes simultaneously. We possess neuroplasticity. Our neural networks constantly reconfigure, allowing self-reprogramming. Our cognitive system extends beyond the brain to our entire body. The gut contains so many neurons, scientists call it our second brain, often responding faster than rational thought. The saying, "Whatever you can conceive and believe, you can achieve," captures something fundamental about human potential. However, many self-improvement techniques fail because they're wish-based rather than evidence-based. Simply replacing negative thoughts with unrealistic positive ones creates internal conflict. The effective approach is installing realistic positive programs validated through action. As we rewrite our subconscious programming with achievable goals, our self-image improves, creating a virtuous cycle. Why do some people dramatically outperform others despite small advantages? At Commonwealth Financial Network, top financial advisors earn 20 times more than less productive ones. Not because they were 20 times smarter or worked harder, but because of the multiplier effect. Improving one element in a multi-factor system triggers exponential benefits. Consider two people equally skilled in four categories, but one achieves only 50% in the fifth. Multiplication, rather than averaging, shows the fully proficient person is twice as productive overall. More dramatically, someone 80% proficient in five categories, 0.8 to the fifth equals 0.32768, is 32 times more productive than someone 40% proficient, 0.4 to the fifth equals 0.01024. The multiplier effect reveals our greatest gains come from addressing our biggest weaknesses, not fine-tuning strengths. We typically avoid confronting weaknesses because it's uncomfortable, preferring to enhance what we already do well. This creates a cycle where we get progressively weaker in areas we avoid. We resist change not just because addressing weaknesses is uncomfortable, but because we're creatures of habit. The QWERTY keyboard exemplifies this inertia. Designed in the 1870s to deliberately slow typing speed, it persists despite studies showing more efficient arrangements would enable faster typing. Certain skills are so fundamental, they drive achievement across all endeavors. Unlike task-specific abilities, universal principles create a foundation for excellence in every domain of life, similar to how reading, writing, and arithmetic serve us in countless situations. Schools now teach fundamental principles like mindful awareness with impressive results. Students learn to manage stress, resolve conflict, and self-regulate by attending to experiences with kindness and curiosity. Applying these universal skills reveals we're less limited than we thought. Each improvement builds evidence of our competence, creating an ascending spiral of confidence and capability. We gradually shift from thinking, "I can't do that," to, "I have the basic skills to attempt and accomplish just about anything." Like philosopher George Gurdjieff, who learned to see challenges as puzzles rather than problems, we can approach life's obstacles with curiosity and confidence, eagerly engaging with opportunities regardless of their unfamiliarity. Our brain is a magic box that must answer every question we ask it. This biological supercomputer responds to queries, making questioning our most powerful skill. When faced with "I don't know," we can either quit or advance through follow-up questions. Giving up reinforces limitations, while further questioning opens possibilities. Japan's why-why analysis, developed at Toyota, involves asking why 5 times to reach root causes, creating an ever-rising ladder of understanding. Involving others in problem-solving gives us access to their collective experience and insights. In my classes, I demonstrate this by asking someone how they'd improve at a sport. After they offer a few ideas, opening the question to the group yields dozens of superior suggestions, creating a more comprehensive plan than any individual could devise alone. Taking breaks through incubation generates insights by reducing anxiety and engaging your subconscious. This explains why solutions often appear during sleep, showering, or walking. Before sleep, direct your mind to a challenging problem. Your subconscious will process it while you rest, often providing morning insights. The journey to elevating your life comes through consistent application of universal principles, not dramatic transformation. By acknowledging perceptual limitations, understanding how our minds shape reality, reprogramming our mental operating system, leveraging multipliers, mastering universal skills, and harnessing questions, we create an upward spiral of growth. Every improvement compounds over time. Like a penny doubled daily for a month grows to $10.7 million. Continuous refinement yields exponential results. Each step forward proves your competence, enhances your self-image, and fuels further growth. The choice is yours. Remain confined by unconscious programming, or embark on the journey of elevation. By committing to this path, you elevate not just yourself, but everyone and everything you touch. Your growth becomes a gift to the world. Isn't it time to unlock the extraordinary potential within you?